Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and today we're diving into something that can feel like climbing Mount Everest when you have ADHD. Creating a morning routine that actually, you know, works. Ever wake up feeling like you hit the snooze button on life? You know that feeling when 5 minutes become an hour and suddenly you're scrambling out the door with one shoe on and your hair looking like a bird's nest? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that there's a way to make mornings feel less like a frantic obstacle course and more like a mindful launch guide for an awesome day? I promise, it's not about becoming some Zen master who meditates at dawn with perfect hair. It's about finding what genuinely feels good for you, even if it means ditching the traditional rise and shine routine altogether. Because let's face it, trying to force a square peg into a round hole never works, especially when we're dealing with the wonderful chaos that comes with ADHD. So buckle up, my friends, because today I'm sharing 5 golden nuggets of wisdom that will help you create a morning routine that feels less like a chore and more like a personalized superpower boost. 1. Embrace the power of imperfection. Okay, let's get real for a second. The idea of waking up at 5 a.m. every day to meditate, journal, and do yoga might sound amazing, but it can also set you up for failure. And that, my friends, is the opposite of what we want. You know your energy levels better than anyone else. If you're a night owl, embrace it. Maybe your ideal morning routine starts with a cozy cup of tea and 15 minutes of reading before tackling anything else. The key here is to ditch the pressure of perfect and focus on what feels authentically good for you. 2. Find your flow. Think about what gets you in the zone when you're not even trying. Is it dancing around your kitchen while making breakfast? Playing a quick video game? Maybe it's sketching or listening to a podcast while getting ready. Incorporate those things into your morning routine and watch how your energy levels soar. We're not just talking about tasks here, we're talking about activities that light you up from the inside out. They move your body, awaken your mind. I know, exercise often feels like the last thing you want to do in the morning. But trust me on this one. Even a short burst of movement can work wonders for your focus and energy levels. Think about it when you get up and start moving, your blood starts flowing, your brain wakes up, and suddenly everything feels more manageable. It doesn't have to be a marathon workout. Just 10 minutes of stretching, yoga, or even dancing around like nobody is watching can make a huge difference. 4. Fuel your fire. What you eat first thing in the morning sets the tone for the entire day. Ditch the sugary cereal and opt for something that will actually nourish your body and mind. Think fruits, edges, whole grains, and healthy fats. It might feel like an extra step, but trust me, your body and brain will thank you for it. 5. Embrace mindfulness. This doesn't mean you need to spend hours meditating, although if that works for you, rock on. It simply means taking a few moments to be present in the moment, to savor your coffee, to notice the sunlight streaming through the window, to appreciate the sound of birds singing. When we start our day with intention and awareness, it sets a positive tone for everything else. Now, let me share a real-life example that illustrates these points perfectly. I remember struggling with mornings before I implemented these strategies. My usual routine involved hitting snooze 5 times, rushing through breakfast while checking my phone, and feeling like I was already behind by 8 a.m. Then I decided to give this whole intentional morning thing a try. I started by waking up just 15 minutes earlier. I made myself a cup of herbal tea, sat on my balcony, and watched the sunrise. I even did a few stretches before getting ready. The difference was astounding. I felt calmer, more focused, and actually enjoyed the process. It wasn't magic, it was simply about creating a morning routine that aligned with my energy levels and needs. So remember, there's no one-size-fits-all approach to mornings. Experiment, play around, find what feels good for you, and don't be afraid to adjust as needed. The key is to create a practice that nourishes your body, mind, and soul, setting the stage for an awesome day ahead. Ready to rock your morning routine? Share your tips and triumphs with us in the comments. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of ADHD, but make it spiritual. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.